The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Dharma holder Michael Herzog.
You may have noticed that during Sesshin, you've become a little more sensitive, a little softer, a little more malleable by the words that have been spoken to us by our teachers, by the words that have been handed down to us by our great ancestors through koans and through sutras, and the words that our Sangha members have all spoken during Dharma dialogue. And if we're ready and we're open, these words can touch us deeply. And though we may not remember the exact words, we are changed. Traditionally, we call these turning words. But what turns is not the words, but us. I love what Melissa Roshi said about these words during her Dharma talk this afternoon. She said, you can taste them. You can taste them. Tasting words is so much more profound than merely hearing them. And for me, one of these words touched me early on in the first hour of Sesshin on Friday evening. It was uttered by David Roshi, and the word was continuity. Continuity. And I believe it was in reference to the continuity of this practice during Sesshin, of the forms during Sesshin. We sit, we stand, we walk, we bow, we sit, we stand, and bow. Over and over again. And this continuity creates a platform, a support, a scaffold, so that we can more readily enter into our lives without the common distractions that plague us in our quote-unquote normal lives. I think that continuity is a miracle of the human mind. We take continuity and we form this chaotic universe and create structure. I, for one, appreciate the continuity of waking up in the morning, throwing my legs over the bed, planting my feet on the floor, standing straight up, and walking to the kitchen to make a hot cup of coffee with a little half and half. I appreciate the continuity of picking up my phone and calling my daughters, and someone on the other end is going to talk to me with love and kindness, for the most part. And I appreciate the continuity of an in-breath following the out-breath. But I know, and I know you know, that this is an illusion. Because one day, I won't be able to put my feet on the floor and stand right up. I won't hear another voice on my phone. And there will be no in-breath after my out-breath. And so in this practice, we get to see the permeability, the the slipperiness of this continuity that we form, that we structure our reality in. And we can enjoy it as part of being human. And we can see it as a salve or a balm for difficult times and create this structure that is our lives, as long as we don't grasp it too tightly. Now, I learned today that we can be board-carrying people. I love this image that Melissa painted of myself walking down the path with a big, long board on my shoulder, unable to see the other side. What we learn in this practice is to flip the board to the other side, or maybe even put down the board. And what do we see? What is this continuity on the other side? It's a continuity that is filled with transiency. The flux, the fluctuation, the roiling and boiling of life and reality, all in front of us, completely here, always changing, always moving, never the same, from one breath to the other, from one moment to the other. And we can take refuge in this. As Alan said in his talk yesterday, there's freedom. Freedom not from the chaos and the tumultuous form of reality, but within, freedom within. You are here. It is now. It has always been now. You may say, oh, in 24 hours, Sesshin will be over and I will be somewhere else. Yes, and you will be here, hopefully. You may say, I'm in Sesshin. But we know this form, this mind and environment, these delineations, are not so straightforward, and that you are here, but here is you. You are in Sesshin, but you are Sesshin. You are in the temple, and you are the temple. You know this. This continuity that's so vast it transcends dimension, and so minute that it fits where there is no gap. This continuity, you know, I know, but I forget, and you forget. And our task here tonight, our task here, now, here, is to remember, to re-member, to re-member, to gather back all that we've cut off, all that we've split off. And see this whole continuity that you are, that this is. It is worth giving your whole life to, because it is so precious. Vermilion towers, jade palaces can't compare. So infinitely precious. You, this, here, now. So precious, and yet gone much too soon. Thank you.